Welcome to the teaching and preaching ministry of Reverend K.C. Williams. The word is taught in simplicity, yet with power. As a deer panted for waters, let your soul long for God's word. Sit back, relax, and listen to God's word. Now, Reverend K.C. Williams.
At the person eyeball to eyeball. I say, look at them eyeball to eyeball. I'm not the one that says you not see with somebody you like. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Look at me. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Now, if you say neighbor, then look at me. I'll do something. Do it now. I'm here. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Hallelujah. Whatever that means to you, you can have a sitting God's presence. Go with God. I saw a guy doing no for another guy. What's wrong with you? Is that I used to do? You can bring it down, sir. Go with the God. I said, go with the God. You just have to answer. You have to answer me this morning. So this morning we'll start a series we called what? Tribal marks. You see, I've been trying to explain to people, I'm not going to teach about the facial marks we have. That is irrelevant. Are you still here? So this teaching is not about the marks we have on our face or our body. Somebody said, I'm coming to church today to learn whether it is a good thing to have tribal mark or not. I said, can God argue that with your ancestors, not in church? Hallelujah. So we're not here to discuss about the facial mask. We're here to talk about the tribe of God. Say I'm of the tribe of God. And of course, there are some marks that indicate this. But this is an instructional series. It's a series where we give instructions about how we behave, why we behave the way we behave, and of course, how to set in into the church of God that you have received. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Alright, so in this series, you'll be learning about our church, the commission, this great commission, how we behave in this tribe, what instructions God has given to us in this tribe. And it's going to be so much instruction now, and also going to be a reminder for those people who have known it in the past. Glory to God. I thought you'd be excited about that. Glory to God. Say, I'm of the tribe of God. Now, first of all, I want to share a story with you. I've shared this story so many times in this church. Many people can recite this story up and down. Now, the story is titled The Monkey Story. Somebody said The Monkey Story. Now, so sometime, some scientists decided to do an experiment. So they picked three monkeys, A, B, and C, and put them inside a room that has some engineering work done there, in that from the control room they can see what is happening inside of the place. Do you get what I'm saying now? And they also have an engineering that they did there that they can press a button and water will splash just from the roof of the house to all corners of the room. Are you still here? All right, now so they mounted a ladder in the center of the room and hang the banana at the top of the place. Now, it is natural, monkeys love banana, right? And monkeys can also climb with ease. Am I communicating? Now, something that happened, as they released them inside the room, the smartest of the monkeys saw the banana and ran towards the place, was about to climb the place, then the scientists pressed the button and water splashed on all the monkeys. And monkeys hate water. So, out of annoyance, now monkeys, that's why they don't take their bath. So don't be a monkey. That's the first story. Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. That's not the actual one I'm going to. But don't take, take your bath. You know what I say? So don't take your bath. Just take your bath. That's what I mean. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, the two monkeys got angry and they pounced on that particular monkey that caused that mishap and they beat the living daylight out of that monkey. Underline the word living daylight. It's important. So the other two monkeys were so angry that one was the cause why the water splashed on them. So at night when they were sleeping, you know, monkeys love banana. So that banana was tempting one of the monkeys. As they were sleeping, he was tiptoeing to go and take it. But because of that one, that one is still vexing. So he could not sleep at night. His one eye was still open. So when he saw that one just walking towards the ladder, he tapped the other one and said, "This idiot is here." They beat that one. The living daylight out of it. Now, the question is, did water splash on them again? They beat them. So after like 1 week, nobody there went to the banana anymore. So the scientists took away one of the monkeys, monkey A, right? And put another monkey there. As that one was about to, just saw it, as a seismic, see banana, was about to run to the place, the remaining two caught it and beat it. Did water splash on them? Scientists took another one again, monkey B, and the same thing replaced them. At a point, after 2 weeks, the scientists have succeeded in taking all the three monkeys that water splashed on away. But if you brought another monkey into the room, and the monkey there tried to go towards where that banana is, they will catch it and beat it. So one day, one of the monkeys, one of the new monkeys, the new kid on the block, I said, guys, why is it that if you try to climb into this ladder, they will catch you and beat you? Men and brethren, they said, we don't know. This is how we met it. Now, this story is going to be the bedroom of what we're going to discuss throughout the series. There are so many things that are happening in Christianity. A lot of people say that it's so important. But if you ask you what's the root of it, you say, I don't know. This is how we met it. Now this thing. It is not of God that anything should be hidden to the believer in Christ. My communicating. The first lesson I'm teaching you today, don't see mystic to be God. God is not necessarily mystic. There's some people, now I'm not yet teaching, some people just see that anything that mysterious has to be God. So if it's not mysterious, it can't be God that did it. That is why you're looking down on what God is doing in your life. Just because a trailer have not jammed you and 25 people died, only you survive, it's not yet a testimony. If your testimony has to cost people's life, what is wrong with you? I'm not saying that God cannot work in mysterious way and such occurrences do not happen. Am I communicating? You see, of late I've been teaching people, don't be thinking about what God can do or what God cannot do. Just don't be the experiment. Hallelujah. I don't want to believe that God will heal 90 people to save me, to save one person. But if it's going to happen, let me be the one that is saved. Am I communicating? So the church group, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday, I posted a picture of somebody I saw. They tied somebody inside the bottle. I said, I know that the believer in Christ cannot be tied into a bottle, but please, don't do anything that will make anybody to tie you inside the bottle. I know. You cannot be tied into a bottle. I know. But please, don't get to that point where somebody will tie you inside what? A bottle. Don't give yourself into what? Experiment. Glory to God. Now, just unlike the monkeys, we're going to be teaching you why we do the things we do in this place. So you will not say things like, I don't know, but that is how we met it. I don't know why we love so much in this place, but that is how we met it. I don't know how we give so much in this place, but that we met it. You will understand the reason why we do the things we do in the name of Jesus. And that will transform your life for good. You still here? I said, are you still here? Glory to God. So, I would say the tribal marks, we actually mean tribes. And we strongly believe that the believer is in the tribe of God. But the Bible says he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, in other words, from the tribe of darkness into the tribe of his dear son. So we've been translated. We've been moved. Our citizenship has been changed. We don't have dual citizenship. Are you still here? Somebody said I'm a candidate of heaven. I said, no, you're not a candidate. Citizen of heaven. A candidate can be denied. Hallelujah. You can fail. But once Christ, you are what? A citizen of. Say, I'm a citizen of heaven. And guess what? Once you're a citizen of any place, you will have the full rights of the place except Nigeria. Hallelujah. I don't want to depress you. Don't worry about that. But it's quite a depressing thing to say you're a Nigerian. You won't understand. Everything is skyrocketing, but the salaries of people still remain the same. You don't understand. Some of you have not lived this country. That's why you can still survive there. See, God loves this country. That's why you're surviving. My communicating. So I'm beginning to preach now. So in every tribe in Nigeria, I'm trying to use something you can relate with. in every tribe in Nigeria, there's something particular to them. And sometimes, it seems as if once you see that thing, you can guess from what tribe this person is by communicating. Now, at the point, nobody sat you down to teach you to behave according to that way. But you just catch it. You caught it. Hallelujah. Are some of you going to catch to behave the way we behave here? Some of you could not pray before. Some of you cannot speak in tongues. We've not laid hands on you, but somehow you begin to speak in tongues. Nobody taught you how to behave the way you behave. For example now, when you see a worried person, they know they carry last. Hallelujah. They are loud people. Am I communicating? They are loud. They can shout for nothing. They can also fight. They can't explain how they behave the way they behave. It's a tribe or something. It's a culture. Like I said again, it's a way of life. Nobody will sit you down to teach you. Are you here? You're not getting me yet. Worry folks are jolly good fellows. They like to, anything that comes about enjoyment, they're in for it. They may not be much given into academics, but you see, life is fun to them. By communicating. And let's come to Yorubas. You know yourself. Hallelujah. If it's happening anywhere, they are going to that place. Uwambe. Party. You can't take party away from a Yoruba person. It is like in their genes. Am I communicating? Once again, boom, boom, boom. They go down. It's no matter how touched they are. Once they hear that sound, they go down. That's what pushed me to. Hallelujah. I just stay here. They like Uwambe. They are academia in nature. They like to study. Now, it doesn't mean they are using anything they study to do anything. They just want to know book. It's a thing of pride to have professors in families, but they're not professing anything. I'm not trying to demean you anyways. They are ornamental professors. Look at you, so many houses full of professors. If you're asking yourself, are you sure this man is a professor? Well, yes, he is. They love book. Are you here? And they can also shout. Esa, Ella, hey, what's that? Are you shouting? You know, I was in a cab one day, I think, I don't know where I went to. One girl was making a call by my side. I almost slapped her. If not for the mercy of God in me. So what, the person you're talking to is not here and you're shouting. Hey, what's wrong with you? Calm down. Two Yoruba people can be talking normal talk. You think they're fighting. It's in them like, before I used to feel like they don't love each other, but they do. They just like to shout. And they can abuse each other in love. Wait! Ah! See, yeah, no more chanting, chanting. They just love some things. You still here? Don't forget what I'm saying. Nobody sat you down to teach you those things. You just caught it. Then Musa does not care about life. I'm talking about other people. They don't care about life. If Musa bring that dagger, better run for your life. Because all that he cares about, there's a life better than this life he's living. Mind communicating. That is why Musa will carry one porridge and shiner and be trekking all the days of his life. Shining people's shoe. If he makes 39 in a day, he's okay with it because there's a life after now. Such a wonderful lifestyle. But I don't like it. I have one very close eye. So one day I was supposed to ask him what are his dreams. And he didn't know the meaning of dreams. But all that he cares about is just to give birth to children. I think he has about 7 kids now. And he has no job. He has a job. He's a gate man. And I'm wondering to myself, does this man even have plan of buying a car in his life? Does he have plan of, you know, building a house of his own? All those things are not what he cares about. He cares about to multiply and later die and what get to paradise or whatever thing they call it. My communicator. That is why any man who can give his life for anything is an aboke man. They don't care to die. They can live for other people. I'm not teaching about the tribal differences and how to learn from them anyways. Now let's go to the Ibukwen. These ones, they love money. You know, now, hear me. It's not as if every other tribe doesn't like money, but an Igbo man live for money. You have to understand this. And there's something good about them again. They love their wives. I know. Don't know yet. An Igbo man can steal just to make his wife look nice. Are you still here? They are not academic nature, but they are business tycoons. They know how to make you buy what you are not in use of. A comedian said he once bought 2 crutches from an Igbo man. And he doesn't have a problem with his legs. Said, but the Igbo man told him that he should buy it now that it's cheap. In case of the future. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you still here? These are different marks of different tribes in Nigeria. Sorry, if I don't call your tribe, you must subscribe under one of these tribes. Hallelujah. Are you still here? They are middle betters. Oh, they are still. I think I've talked about worried people now. Yeah, all of that. Glory to God. Now hear me. Why I mention all this is this. It doesn't mean that an evil man does not party. Of recent, we've seen that the people that even party the most are even the Igbos. Or the people like the Obi Kubanas and the rise of them. Hallelujah. Are you here? Please respond to me and say that you're here. Oh, glory to God. Now, the Yorubas also make money. They love money too. But you see, those certain characteristics that seems to be more superimposed or more visible is what we're talking about. You get what I'm going to now? That doesn't mean that every other tribe does not have one of two things of those things, but there are some certain, once you mention party in Nigeria, you ask anybody which tribe loves to party, everybody says what? Yorubas. That's because it is visible. Everybody can see it. So as a tribe of God we are, it doesn't necessarily mean that we don't do other things, but there are some certain things that are our core. Somebody said core. That's the most visible things about us. Hallelujah. All right. By the way, so that you won't think I'm a tribalistic person, God loves the beauty in our diversity. I'm from the Igbo tribe, but I know very much sure that I'm not going to marry an Igbo person. I'm so sure. It's not that I'm saying this. I've always known. I just love the adventure that comes with it. You don't live your whole of your life discovering somebody or something about the person. Say it's not my familiar. Nothing wrong in that. Hallelujah. But I'm saying this now so you understand that God that created this whole tribe loves them equally. Am I communicating? God is not tribalistic, so the believer in Christ should never be tribalistic about any tribe. So I get uncomfortable when people say that I cannot marry from this place. In fact, my younger sister, we were having a conversation, I think, 2 days ago, and I was at church, shame about a guy and all of that. I said that, you know, the problem I have with this guy is that he's from Mbaise. I said, in Igbo state. I said, what's wrong with you? So it's not even that he's an Igbo, but inside the Igbo, he has still segregating of which state. I said, continue. Chilo is coming. Chilo is coming. Continue. Don't know what Chilo is, Abby. Don't be selecting husband. A time will come, husband will select you. I'm not saying you don't know what you want in life. It might complicate it. But it's a frivolity for you to say that because he's from this part of the country, I won't marry him. You're not in love yet. In fact, you should not marry that person because that issue of tribalism at even cost, that's an indication you're not in love yet. If you love somebody, you will not even care whether he came for Kavanchan. Am I communicating? Love is actually not blind, but love will make people seem as if what? You're blind. Glory to God. Okay. See, God has one church. God has one church, but ministries are different. God has just what? One church. But ministries are different. So, but I get confused when people are trying to push for the unity of the church. No, the unity of ministries. You can only call for unity of the church, for the unity of the ministries. Ministries is that beauty, that diversity that comes from the church. Am I communicating at all? So some years ago, very long years ago, I used to think that all churches should come together and just become one church. And we'll have more power together. No. That is not of God. The same God that called Peter also called Paul. And he didn't ask them to do the same thing. Am I communicating? Oh, am I communicating? So God, now hear me. The strategy of God is men. In other words, men are the strategy of God. God uses men. God sends men. And once men are sent, men do what God asks them to do. Say, yes, sir. Hence the diversity we have. So your worry should not be that Christ should be that Christ's ambassador, Christ should be that celestial church. Your worry should be that we should serve the same God. By communicating. And that should also help you. Don't begin to criticize what other people do in their churches. It's none of your business. Say, it's none of my business. None of your business. We have one church. That's the Father of Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? But after that, we have different ministries. Different ministries. And by different men called from God. Are you here? And that we always emanate about the diversity differences in the way we do things, the way we approach things. It's going to help you not to have a biased mind towards churches. However, that is why if you have the Spirit of God in you, it is not utter you should also attend. You can't attend an aquatic place that they call church and feel comfortable there. Just because I say you should not segregate does not mean you should be stupid. You go to a church, they now call somebody blood and say, all of you should lick it, that is the blood of God. You now lick it. You are just in witchcraft 101. Simple. Are you still here? So our ministry as a tribe in Christ, as a tribe in the church. I hope you know we have the church and we have the local church, right? The church is the body of Christ. So our church is a ministry in the body of Christ. So as our church, we have some tribal marks. What makes us Christ out? Somebody say, I'm Christ out. What makes us Christ out? What differentiates us from every other tribe? Those things that allow others. Those things that you can, once you see it, you can smell that we're close by them. That's what we're teaching today. And beyond. Are you ready for it? Number one, we are real people. Somebody say real people. Write it down. We're real people. These are what makes up us. Oh, we don't fake it here. We don't fake it here. Somebody say it again. Real people. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 26. James 1 verse 26. Yes, you guys should be fast over there. James 1 verse 26 to 27. And the Bible says, are you there now? Are you there now? He says now, if any man among you seem to be religious and bringeth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is what? Vain. Is he up there? Man's religion is vain. He said, verse 27, he said, pure religion is undefiled before God, and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their afflictions, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Are you here? Are you here? I love the way Message Translation put it. Message Translation says, anyone who set himself up as a religious by talking a good game is deceived. This kind of religion is hot air and only hot air. Now, hot air is something that is of no use. Are you here? In the next verse, it says, real religion, the kind that passes muster before God, the Father, is this. Reach out to the homeless and to the loveless in their plight and guide against corruption from the godless world. Are you still here? Don't say we're real people. I mean, they're actually fake people. How many of you have seen fake people before? Seen fake people before? Right. I didn't mean this was the midweek service that we have asked the mic to pass to you to share with me what fakeness you see in them. You see, they are fake people. Did you hear me? Now let me develop it. They are actually fake people. In our generation, we live, they call it, what they call it again? As most of they say, fake life, right? It's actually one form of, the greatest deception is one you deceive yourself to. deception. They are fake people. And it is so sad that they are fake believers. Now, what makes them fake is not the faith they profess, but how they profess the faith. They are born again, but they are fake in all things they do. Their prayer life is to intimidate other people. Am I communicating? If you are with them, you feel like you are an outcast in God. You can't discuss things with them. They will turn into spiritual. You ask them, you greet them good morning, they say Lamasato. You ever went to them to share about your issues with them? They will make you look like the assistant devil. They feed on you not being happy that you're a child of God. They also want to look more righteous than you. Am I communicating at all? It's a fakeness. It is not of God. It's not of God. Hallelujah. See, let me bring it home a bit. There are some folks here. Their parents are not their parents. The persons who they portray to be their parents are not their parents. For a Christ case, I've said this so many times. There used to be a girl in this school. When I was in school, this girl would lie to people that she stays in Lagos. Not just lie, she said that her mother is deputy governor of Lagos. Now, do you know how funny it is and how crazy it is that you can even lie with a public figure? When I heard such a thing, I said, I know that Nigeria is so safe, but I don't think a deputy governor's daughter will be in for you. All of us know why we are here. Hallelujah. This is not like what we actually plan for our life. Hallelujah. But we're here. So when I heard such things that this girl said, she stays in Lagos and all of those things. Not knowing that she actually stays in Ogun State. Not even Mowe, like the other part of Ogun State. Now, so sometimes she will enter bed with other of our colleagues. They will travel to Lagos together. She will now drop at Vega. Idiot. 9 months again to start going to Ogun State. And it's to deceive people that she lives in what? In Lagos. Hallelujah. Now, some of you are going to be like, this is so crazy. That's not a good life to live. Now, well, that's some of you, the person who you call Big Mommy, is that your mommy? I mean, is your mommy a daddy? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know going to that. Fake life on this morning is a devilish thing. Let alone in the body of Christ. So in this place, don't fake anything. Anything you see, that is who we are. Hallelujah. Don't look at me like that. I said we don't fake anything here. We don't come to church claiming who we are not. We don't come to church to show our spirituality. We come to church because the church is the family of God's love. We come here, we show ourselves as we are. So if your packaging, now listen, don't confuse packaging with fake life. Packaging means that you don't want to appear as if you're a beggar. Fake life is if you're a beggar. You're not lying, you're not a beggar. You get that now? Just can make me sound louder, please. Glory to God. I said glory to God. It's come fine. It's okay. Now, one of the marks of people who tends to be spiritually unreal is you see them, conversations cannot go on a normal note without them taking it into spiritual domains. Are you here? They are the ones that talk about God's power the most. Heading somewhere now. Your conversation with them will never end. Did you hear what about Apostle John Suleiman did? He commanded money into people's pocket. Is that a nice thing? Yes. If you give them ear, you will hear all the acts of God, all the things God have done, but none has been done through them. Now, it's actually a psychological thing. You know, when you stand at the side of victory, you seem to be victorious, but you're not. Am I communicating? You see, what I'm saying now seems to be more advanced. You know, experienced that before. People who come to you, all they discuss about is you, men of God in the old, how they did many things, how they did this, how they did that. You're asking yourself, this thing we're talking about now, what is the present implication of it. I thought this thing was supposed to make us to do more. You are doing nothing, you are just an AOP of what men of God did in the past. That is the fake life. Child, yes, sir. Don't fake anything here. How does he bring it down? See, because you understand that the family, that church is the family of God, therefore, we don't form. I think something happened yesterday or the year about. Somebody posted in the church group and said that I won't be coming to church today because I don't, I'm unable to dispense cash. Wonderful. I'm so happy that you learned that. Glory to God. And somebody SO in the group, your freshers group, I don't know if someone saw it. Someone also there commented and said, no problem, come to church, I will take care of the people. Now, first of all, that is one of the things we stand for in this place. I want to start from the person who commented that he or she is unable to dispense cash at the moment. That is a perfect way to live. Ask for help when you need help. Glory to God. There are so many folks who are not in church today because they probably don't have money to come to church, but their pride. That is where you not being a real person comes in. My communicating. So the person being humble enough to have posted that, I need help, I won't be able to. Next time, please don't say you won't be able to come to church. Say that you are trusting God to come to church, and because as it is now, you are actually low on, you are not able to dispense cash at the moment. And the person who responded and said, I'm going to take care of your teeth and all of that, that is also an example of realness. Are you here? You know, there are some people who don't go to church because they don't have new clothes to wear the church. However, do you notice that when you have a new clothes, you go to church, they hungry you. Like, you want to, not that you want to go and kill anybody, but just to go and feel yourself. See, listen, it is not evil. Did you hear me? That is what makes you a human being. Say, yes, sir. No, I told you, let's start praying for the first time. Please, snap pictures. Snap. If you see Oyibo dead, ask somebody to snap you and Oyibo. It is not easy to see Oyibo. Now, what I'm saying now to you might make no sense to you, but that is actually realness. If you see someone you admire, say, I admire you. Some of you will see people who, some of you see celebrities. You're not forming celebrity on your own. But you will never get to that place. But whatever you attack, you can never attract. Are you still here? Realness. Be real. What if it's pleasing to your heart and it's not sinful, do it. Realness says that if it is that hairstyle you like, provided SARS will not catch you, do it. Someone wants to know me, you want to have a turn level, say that, that's okay, I like everything about you, but I don't like your hairstyle. I said, me, I like nothing about you, including your mouth. Maybe I have right not to like you. So there's something like about me, you want to like my hairstyle. My hairstyle is what? My hairstyle. What is wrong with you? Next time if you say, I don't like your own hairstyle, I can agree to you. My own hairstyle. Is something wrong with you? I didn't borrow money from you. Your father is not my father. And your mommy is not your daddy. Hallelujah. Stay here. Be real. What does it mean to be why being real? That you should be real now. I mean, one day, you know, as a guy, you know, I can wear skates to church. Say, I'm real. No, you're not real. You're Bob Whiskey. Glory to God. Also, not men of God who are not real to themselves. No. I thought my pastor said something 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks we had a meeting. Said to them, say, there's nothing you can do about it. Church members just sees you to be next to God. They see you to be a superhuman being. There's nothing you or anybody can do about it. No matter how much you teach it, that I'm not God, though. I'm a woman, I'm still a human being. They don't understand that thing. And that is why you must be careful. Am I communicating? In this church, I've said before, one lady heard me minister one day, and afterwards she sent me a message and said, sir, you are the Jesus I can see. I said, please, both Jesus you can see and the one you cannot see, I'm not. to some pastors, even hip of this thing. They want to make, they not leave the fakeness of it. Let me tell you, it is not all the days I pray. Say, yes, sir. Some days I wake up, I do not call God. God did not call me for that day. If it's my PS2 I face, I will call God like say tomorrow no day. I'm not supposed to say this to you. That is realness. But that doesn't mean that when issues happen, I will not respond. Oh, demon trembles at our presence. The pastors you want to see. Me personally, if I'm having conversation with you as a man of God and you are sounding not spiritual, we are not, that conversation cannot continue. We are talking about God, they are talking about portals, channels of my spirit, open up. Anani, how many channels? Here I think of. One pastor told me that I don't speak from books, so what do you speak from? Or from heavenlies? Or the near? The heavenlies is in the book. Just to sound more deep and spiritual. See, there's a mystery in the kingdom. The mystery in the kingdom is God. And that is Jesus. Guess what? That same mystery lives inside of you. So who's not the mystery? I am the mystery. You see, one of the hallmarks of realness is simplicity. And that something is simple does not mean it's not deep. It only means that this thing is so deep, but I've comprehended it and I made it simple. Yeah. So people who sound so high and low are people who have not even understood God yet. My spiritual father told me, he said to me, the more you understand God, the more simple you become. Simple as Jesus was so simple. I mean, he communicated heavenly things with earthly things so people could understand it. So you must learn to be real. Say, I'm real. Say it again. That something is simple doesn't mean it doesn't have depth. If your spirituality does not translate to doing good, then it should be questioned. It means you've not actually understood what it means to be spiritual. If I ask you now, what does it mean to be spiritual? Some of you begin to say things like, you know, praying all the time. Nobody actually prays all the time. But to pray all the time means you have to pray all seconds of the day. Hallelujah. And actually, it makes no sense that when you are at work, now this, what I'm teaching now is actually not necessary for you. You are working, you are employed by somebody to work for 7 hours in a day, and you get to work, you spend 2 hours praying. Something is wrong with you. Yes, God is not happy about that. You are chasing the man you are working for. Did you hear me? I once had a staff before. Then, you know the job we employed you for. We work Monday, even Sundays we work, but you have to go to church. My business place, we work every day. You understood the nature of the job before you took the job. Then on Saturday, you see you are doing quiet time. In your point of duty, you carry Bible and you open it. You are spending 2 hours doing quiet time. I'm a pastor, right? I came there, I sacked you. No serious person. Blackmail me. You trip me. Doesn't make no sense. Did I do something bad? Are you sure? I sack you. Don't behave that way. Those places are working environment. Be a real person. It is actually fakeness that makes you want to behave like that. Hallelujah. And it was not as if that was bargained in his employment letter. If I'm going to take a job for anywhere, if I'm ever going to work in my life, which is not possible anyways. Hallelujah. You know, if I'm going to work, I will tell you, man, I'm a pastor. I spend 1 hour every day praying. So should my time encroach in your time, will you permit me to do 30 minutes every day? You should be bold about life. You should negotiate in everything you're doing. Am I communicating? And don't use your spirituality to disturb every other person. We are real people here. Tell me, real person. You know, there are some certain teachings we don't do again. You see, I think you're a fake believer if you see a woman carrying a heavy load and you tongue and pass her. And you pass her. How do you even do such things? Every person should help the person out. Am I communicating? Let me say this to you. The word bro or sister or sis is not a spiritual word. Say yes, sir. So when we call you bro Joseph, bro Tayo, it is the bro there is not spiritual. It means we are from the same family. And that family is the family of what? Of love. So some people in church can call you bro, but still be treating you like an enemy. They will say, they want to gossip. Say, bro, you're called a bro. Have you heard about Sister Tessie? Are you alright? You are discussing your sister with your brother. Does that even make sense? Now, why these things thrive in churches? Because people do not put heavy words. They do not understand what bro means. I don't even like the word bro. Because I think that is where people hide to do evil. Bro. Sister. Is that Teresa? There are always the wicked ones in church. Hallelujah. Did you notice that? I don't know. Someone is writing that down. Please don't write it. Glory to God. And that's it again. How many of you think that hallelujah is a heavenly language? Hallelujah. Please, let me help you. Hallelujah is not heavenly language. Did you hear me? Hallelujah is a Hebrew word. It's Hebrew. Did you hear me? It's not heavenly language. So now, let's even say hallelujah is a heavenly language. That means in heaven. Hallelujah. I ask you, hallelujah. Answer me now. Hallelujah. So you're shouting hallelujah. 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 You want to eat, say hallelujah. And just will bring food. I want to go and pee. No, you won't say, I want to. You say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Means you're annoying me. So hallelujah is not our heavenly language. Now listen, the word hallelujah is actually, like I said, is an Hebrew word which means worship God. So what it simply means is that in heaven, we will worship God. It's a simile we use there. It means that we're going to worship God every time, inevitably. Just the same way you cannot inevitably use a language. If you must communicate, you must speak a language. Am I communicating? So it means, not that the hallelujah, which is now a word, will now become a language in heaven. No, it is not. It doesn't mean to write such things. Glory be to God. Are you getting what I'm teaching this morning? To every people, we handle things the way they should be handled. We handle things the way they should be handled. We don't spiritualize everything. Just because you had a dream and you saw a snail or a tortoise, now wake up and begin to run up and down, and your life will be slow in life. That you have a slow life. It's those things you're saying now that will make you to have a slow life. The devil wants you to say things he's planning. Never give the devil a mouth. Did you hear that? Like I've taught in church before. See, when you see tortoise in your dream, wake up and start to rejoice. Because I've taught you that. You see, the devil will make you to see just the negative things about the thing. The positive ones, you will not see it. The tortoise is the only animal that does not use drugs. As a matter of fact, the day you inject the tortoise, the day it dies. And they are one of the animals that live the longest on earth, except you kill them. As I'm talking to you now, I think the longest one live about 300 and something years, is still alive. The shell of the tortoise protects it. No animal can eat tortoise. You're not aware. Not even lion. When danger comes, they go into their ship. God even designed their protection. In other words, God gave them ammo tank. And you now see tortoise. You don't wake up and say, thank you, Father, because I'm protected for life. Thank you because nobody can consume me. The same thought this has, what we call self-healing process in there. But that even if they injure themselves, the injury will heal by itself. Because they have the bones and other things, antigens that help them to self-heal. Might complicate it. By the way, anyways, we are real people. Don't fake anything. Don't fake anything. Listen, people who use fasting to brag. Just finished 21 days now. And you are looking at their life. They're not seeing any difference. Finished 21 days fasting. I'm going for 7 days. After that, I'll do 41. If Jesus Christ did 40, let me show him that greater is he that in me. He's the one in you. Hallelujah. One guy one day was fasting, and let me say this to you. I know some of you have heard this, that when you're fasting, don't tell somebody you're fasting, right? Have you heard that before? If you're fasting, don't tell someone you're fasting. If you tell the person you're fasting, the person has spoiled. So, in other words, but you can tell the person I am on the mountain, right? Abi, continue. I mean, what? Does it make any sense? You're not supposed to tell me that I want to eat, but you can tell me. I've not said the same thing. You're not supposed to tell me that you are mad, but I can tell you. Have I not told you what you said? So, those things are just a region that holds no water. There's no water. No water. How do we know that Jesus Christ fasted? He must have told the disciples. Am I communicating? So when you fasting, now, however, we do not mean that you should not make a public show of it. Oh, for the next 7 days, I fast to the glory of God. On your status, fasting more motivated. You are being stupid. That doesn't mean that you're not fasting. Someone asks you, offer you food. He says, no, I'm actually on a fast. Simple. Let me warn you too. Some people are so funny because they are fasting. They will not begin to do some. They will not be real anymore. They are fasting. They will not brush their teeth. They will look haggard so that they will look spiritual. They come to church. They will frown their face and sit at the back of the church. What's wrong with you? See, I'm on the mountain. Here is no mountain. Go to the mountain. Just want to appear spiritual. Listen, you are not spiritual if you are trying to appear spiritual. Men who are spiritual don't try to appear spiritual. They are spiritual, and that is who's in them. Say, yes, sir. Be instructional. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were possessed of the devil, for God was with him. So your spirituality should all lead to what? Doing good. So how do we judge if you are spiritual? By the good you do. Get me right. Be a good person. Be a good person in and out. Be a good person. So we are real people. Say we are real people here. Now listen, so that you understand this, we don't fake anything here. Your pastor you are seeing, this is all of him. No more of him. Anybody you see here, they are real people. So you might see them outside of church. You can see me tomorrow wearing a crazy thing. That doesn't mean I'm crazy, but I'm not going to wear it because I'm a pastor. Hallelujah. But if you see me, sir, take me like that. Hallelujah. Great people here. This is why I don't like to visit me, because you might see what you want. You might be shocked at. Yes, not something bad. In my house, I'm the only one living in my compound. I have a camera outside that shows me anything going on outside. So even if you go to my house unannounced, I won't forget for you. But in my house, I like to enjoy those things I cannot enjoy outside. For example, so if you don't know me, you just look at me and I think I'm so spiritual. In my house, let's wear earrings. Magnetic one. People in this church bought it for me. not one, not two. Just for the fun of it. I will try to grow that. Hallelujah. I said I will grow it. Hallelujah. But until then, that's my business, not yours. But did they wait? Of my sons is not in church yet. But Yahoo Boys Group. Those schools I used to have, Teddy Bear here. Sometimes I'll just wait, I'll wear socks in my house. I just say Yahoo Boy. No wonder one of my neighbors, one day came to ask me, did you do ID.me? And that day I was dressed like that. I began to laugh. I told him, I'll get back to you. I don't know what that means anyways. I have to call the person I used to see the stuff for this. That was all the time. I said, sir, which one is ID.me? Is it a new coin or anything? Is it a crypto? The guy laughed. He said, no, it's not your kind of thing. I said, no, teach me now. He said, it's scam. I said, yeah. So I called the guy. I said, no, I don't do scam. I do Jesus. So the guy was confused because first of all, my house are on gen all the time. So like they're wondering, how can... May people understand that you don't have to be a minna before you live a good life. And that will be made because of you in the name of Jesus. I remember the first car using on Yankee. That used to be an a Benz, MF350. There's nothing with no here. They say, Pastor, you're doing Yahoo. They might still tell you I'm doing Yahoo. This thing. In case they tell you I'm doing Yahoo, tell them yes. Don't defend me, oh. You can't defend me, oh. Hallelujah. The only thing you owe me is love. Just love me. You can't defend me. Because you owe me, I can slay you. Just love me. Simple. Are you still here? They will tell you the church that they're doing Yahoo. Don't have a look at Yahoo, boy. I don't have it. I'm not seeing my prayer again. Hallelujah. So don't. That's not the point. I'm just being a real person. I've tried to be like those pastors who wear big suits that five people can wear. Oversized suits. If you talk to me, I'll say, bless you. I've tried. See, in my founder level, I tried to be a pastor, like the normal kind of pastor. But it's not working for me. I've tried. It don't work. Leave me like this. God is using me. Are you still here? I don't know how they do it. I tried, though. I bought one suit. The suit wear me. I initially bought, that's like 56. I put my hand. I was looking like some pastors I know. But I know that God called me. I know God talks to me. I know this thing. So why can God talk to me in this my seemingly craziness? You don't have a problem with it. You don't have to. Listen, this is out of my teaching, but there's a crave, there's a kind of a deception that looks as if a pastor is good looking, a pastor have money, he's not a real man of God. That is nonsense. Those are the women of God. Am I communicating? That your pastor takes care of himself does not make him fake. Better don't let poverty deal with your life. Are you here? Because one day you say you carry the mic, and may you not make mockery of the kingdom things in the name of Jesus. Because you're a pastor, you don't look nice, you don't smell nice. You smell fufu. Are you a fool? There's only a fool that's made for food. You have good money to buy good clothes. You won't buy good clothes. The people who buy now, and I'm making, saying all manner of nonsense about us. Hallelujah. See, the people who God called, who understands God's call upon their life, live to represent that call. It is actually very true. I went to a conference in this community. One church invited me for a conference. I went to the conference, and the pastor, in your conference, it's not a conference, you were preaching with a palm. I said, is something wrong with you in my heart? Don't you know, it's even if it's honor on you that a man should be standing in front of you, talking to you, not dressed well? That means he doesn't take you serious. Am I communicating? Is it that I would even think about it that way? Don't you know, I'm not coming to show off to you. I'm coming to represent so that at the when I'm talking to you, you will know that somebody sent me. And the good news is that it's even some of you that sitting here that make me look nice.
Are you still here?
Don't ever think that. No, like I taught in our series on Ecclesiastes, don't think that churches that have big screen, have nice AC, you know, that the pastors are church, they use mic, they can hold their mic. If you hear them, you say they are not spiritual church. Nonsense. You are doing well, not spiritual church. Beauty is not of the devil, say, yes, sir. Excellence is the mark of God, say, yes, sir. And you strive to be excellent in life. Now, some of you are still going to, some people who came to church the first time, probably, you've not been church here now. It's not because they don't know that here is not the, that here is the best church. But because, number one, they are poor in mind. They're poor in mind. So if you are here, it's a privilege that you are in a place where your spirit is being fed and your mind is being energized.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's our number one mark? So what's our number one mark? Now look at your neighbor. Get to look at them very well. Get to look at them very well. Now, have a handshake with them. Say, bro or sister. Say, thank you for being real. Now do it with understanding. Say, thank you for being real. Nobody can afford to be fake. Hope you're aware of that, right? You can afford to be fake. Stop. I was out. I said, shake guy. You're not toasting here. He's being real, man. Hallelujah. You know, it is actually very funny that some brothers are not real. They say sister in church, they actually attracted. They love this sister. So have to go straight to the point and, you know, they're not standing, they're sending Bible quote every morning. Continue. On Monday, for those who love the world, I gave something because this son. Good to have no place to have everlasting life. Amen. Sister, wait. Yeah, my brother is not serious. After service, see the sister. Hey, how are you? Yeah, I will serve you. Say, just fine. You're blessed. Say, yes, yes. On Wednesday, you will call her. Hey, sister, will you come to church today? Yes. All right. I just want to remind you at night. Hey, sister, have you had a quiet time? Yes. Angel, continue. And that brother, sharp nigga, after service, meet. Oh, Sister Tessie. Ah! Sister Tessie of God, just looking at you, heavens are rejoicing. Ah! Look at your beauty, like the morning star. Sister Tessie, well, I know I'm not yet rich enough to afford you for now. Sister, my eyes are on you. Sister, go home, my beauty. Her heart now is sweating her. At night, God all day. And then, sister, I'm praying for you. We are warrior. We are we people here. You know, but don't do the wrong thing. There's nothing wrong with telling somebody here. I mean, how you feel about it. My communicating. Our realness is the reason why you tell you that God is not against you dating. But don't be mad. If you're not ready for marriage, don't even try. Are you here? That's not the teaching today. Number two. Are you ready for it? Number two. We are love. I don't say we love, I say we are love. So, you see what God says? For God is love. I would say for God is love. Now in this place, what? We are love. You see, accusation is only a proof that love is absent. Write that down. Accusation is a proof that love is absent. The way there's love, there's no accusation. When love thrives in a place, accusation is absent. Accusation is absent. It's absent. You know, I shared a story with you when I was teaching about Black Series, about the prodigal son. I remember that. And I stopped at the point, I said, I'm not going to go beyond that. But I will show you that. In Luke chapter 15, verse 25, the other son. I'm going to show you about the other son. That should never be in the body of God. The other son. 15, verse 25. Are you there? Verse 25. The Bible says, are you there? Verse 25. Okay. The Bible says now, his other son was in the field. And he came and drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing. Verse 26. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. Verse 27, everybody. The brother is gone. And the brother killed the fatted calf because he has received him safe and sound. verse 28, everybody. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, came his father out and entreated him. The next verse, 29. And he answering his father, said to his father, "Lo, this many years do I serve thee, neither transgress, that transgress I, at any time thy commandment, and yet thou never gavest me a king that I might make merry with man." Now the key there is actually mean a small goat, right? You can call it whiskey, hallelujah. My friends, now, verse 30, very important. "But as soon as this thy son," not even my brother. Do you see that? Accusation is the proof that love is not present. Do you hear that? He said, "But as soon as this thy son," this is supposed to be the good guy, right? It's even worse than even the prodigal one. "As soon as this the son, which had devoured thy living," now whose living did he devour? Huh? No, it's not his father. This is his own living. He got what belongs to him. He didn't steal somebody's own. But he changed the narrative and said he devoured thy what? Living. With who? With who? I didn't hear you. How did he know? Now, first of all, the Bible never mentioned what he did with the money. The closest he came to was that he said that he spent his money on riotous living. And the word riotous is the Greek word for asatos, which means desperate. The desperate word means not generally accepted by the public. Did you hear me now? That was the closest the Bible came to define what he did with the money. So he had some attributes, he had some things he did that were not generally accepted by the public. But this is the brother gave such things names. In other words, he began to accuse the brother. He said he spent his money what? With harlots. So two possible ways. It's either he knew where his brother has been otherwise and never wanted him to return home. Did you hear that? Or better, like we say now, you've been following the guy on Instagram. See him calling in all the good, nice clubs in Lagos, by the way, no Yekiti. He knew. But he hid that from his father. Pay attention. Don't forget that the father always stands outside looking out for his son. Yet, somebody knew where he was and what he was doing at the moment. But hid that from his son. We have so many people in church who are just like this. It's second son. They are so accusative in nature. You heard that one brother slept in one sister's house one night. Now, what you will hear is that they had sex. Now, in our church, we don't have people to spend the night in a lady's house. Or a lady spend the night in a guy's house. We cannot do that. If that must happen, there must be a third party involved. In other words, two brothers may visit a sister and sleep over there for a genuine reason, maybe for academic reasons. Alright? Or two sisters can visit a brother. But the day two brothers will visit two sisters living together, we'll say no to it. So they will not share your body. Did you hear that? Would that put that in church? But to accuse a brother is actually sinful. We're not giving to accusations. So we're not giving to accusations. John chapter 13, verse 34. He said, "The new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another." He did not say love your neighbor as you love yourself. But some of you don't even love yourself. Yeah. Some people don't even know you don't love yourself. A classic example. You prefer to trek to school rather than pay bike man 15 naira. You don't love yourself. say I'm young, let me dread now. So, see, when you are old, it will tell on you. I keep begging, please don't let poverty define your lifestyle for you. It is not your fault that you don't have money at the moment, but please don't conform yourself to life of poverty. Say, have you sold Gary the morning before? He's so nutritious. Something is wrong with you. You should not do that. Have you sold Gary and Maki? If you try that combi, that's a short form combination, the combi is so delicious. Yeah, it is bad that you are poor, but trying to make poor look nice is now worse. Are you still here? They love as God loves us, not as you love yourself. Because you'll not be selfish. Love the same way God loves us. God loves us without a condition. Do you notice that? He loves us despite all our flaws. So you are meant to love despite all the flaws the person has. May you catch this kind of love in the name of Jesus. See, he said number one is that we are real. Even our love is real. Don't just say we love you. We prove it. We express it. We only communicate we love you in words, and we express it by what? Actions. I said it before. Gossip only thrives where there's no love. Because if you love each other, you're not looking for something to use to pull another person down. And let me say this to you. Gossip is not until you say something evil about somebody. Did you hear it? Gossip is entertaining something that is not of use to you. Hearing something that you cannot change. It is my way of life. Don't tell me anything about any pastor. I don't want to hear. It is too high for me. I made it, but nobody will ever. It can accuse me of anything. It can never accuse me of saying anything bad about any pastor. Now, God, it's not possible. It's not, I can't. I didn't call him. It's none of my business. I focus on the sermon God has given to me. Somebody said, yes, sir. It is not to say something evil about the person. It's not. Any information that is not for your devil should not come to you. And gossip dies in the ear of a wise person. Once you tell me, have you heard? I say, I don't want to hear. If by nature I do not hear, I do not want to what? Hear. Do you know? Gossip is not someone telling you. So it's even when you're looking for the thing. You don't know? Somebody have to gossip with you. So if you don't be looking, you are prognosing. You are CIA of God. You are sniffing up and down. You can meet a sister. That brother, the way he's looking at you, I hope nothing is going on. Or they're near. If nothing is going on, is your business? Love is going on. God is going on. And you always be negative minded. So one of the things that inhibits love in the local church is gossip. This thing, you will not treat somebody with disdain if you don't hear anything about them. And that's why you must guard your heart, guard your ears. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, right? But you want to hear come from your ears. Guard your ears. Don't hear some certain things about anybody. If you meet your pastor, there are some of you who want to report somebody to me, I say, I don't want to hear. Some things I know about you, I don't want you to know I know about it. Not important at all. Let's keep serving God in love. The love I have for you can cover those multitude of evils. Hallelujah. Are you still here? We love deeply. The Bible said in 1 Peter 4, verse 8, he said, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity, that love, covereth multitude of evil, of sin. Now what this means is, it's not that we endorse sin. It's not that we clap for you when you sin. But we will never call you out. The only place we can call you out is the place of prayer. We'll pray for you. Private prayers. Oh, Father. Pray for us. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. For our life is preserved. Oh, Jesus, don't make mistakes in relationships. These brothers who are coming across to her and begin to see her with some guys who are not meant for her life, and pray for her now that she receive wisdom for living. That's how we call people out. Try communicating. We don't go out in prayer points. Maybe in the choir unit. Say hallelujah, brethren. Amen. Let's pray for Sister Tessio. But these days, the way I'm seeing her, office leave for the Joseph House by every 10 p.m. I don't understand what's going on, but I'm so sure that sin is going on. Let's pray that God will purge her. Did I use the word purge her of sin? No, God will purge you of gossip first. That is not prayer, but that is gossip. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. See, one of the schemes of the devil this end time is to sow the seed of discord in church. And one of the ways you do this is just to begin to infiltrate your mind with some thoughts that are not necessary for you. Thank you, Jesus. Love is not just by word, love is expressed. On people's birthday, we show them love. On their special occasions, we show them love. When they are rejoicing, we rejoice with them. When they are mourning, we mourn with them. When they are fighting, we fight with them. Sometimes we fight for them. Sometimes we fight against them, but we will never leave them. Someone love it. Who can fight you sometimes? No, you don't know. You don't know me very well. I can send you home from church. Oh, we are not serious today. Tomorrow, you are still my baby. This is the shepherd's daughter. I can discipline you today. After service, I will hug you. My communicating. I can fight you, but I will never leave you. That is what love is all about. That we say we are people of love in this place does not mean that we don't fight here. That here fight for dating. We fight just that way. We fight. We don't know how we make up. Because it's natural that in a family of love there will be some argument, right? I'm trying to let you know that so you understand. We argue. Let's fight. No, nobody argues with me and the pastor. Hallelujah. But they argue within themselves. Glory to God. Not that I'm saying that we argue that if you want to be what I teach is not right. That be your last day in church. Because I want to start a church, I'll become your member. Hallelujah. That will look at you and say, what you just said now from A to Z is rubbish. I know how you feel about it. Are you still here? And some of you who just joined the church, don't go and say, oh, well, thank God we can argue in church. Well, no, we don't argue here. We respect our leaders. Or say someone can step on your toes. I personally can step on your toes. It seems that God sent me to step on your toes. But the good thing is this, the next time I can also buy you a new pair of shoes. Glory to God. So can I step on your toes? Step on me, baby. Thank you, Jesus. We love out loud. Our love is not with hypocrisy. You know, now this is a time for the mature mind in church people. And this is not for the new people in church. If I already job for a wife, now this is for you. See, I punch myself of something and I've been living my good life. I'm someone who can be easily be guilt-tripped into doing some certain thing, but I've punched myself. I've outgrown that. I can block anybody on WhatsApp now, no matter who you are. It can't be messing up with my love for you. Because I love you, now become too vain manipulative. I will block you on WhatsApp. You will not have blocked you. Because I will tell you, you are blocked. Do you hear me now? Did you hear me? I see that one of my sons. He's my son still. But you don't abuse privileges. If I give you assets, hold it in esteem. Now listen, I'm telling this because some of you see how I carry my father in my own head. I traveled from Oye to Lagos. When I got there, my papa told me, I only told you will see me this week. I didn't give you the day. So because I don't give you the day, you are not seeing yet. I carry my bum back to Oye Kids. I make custom now. The day he gave me date. If he give me date on Sunday morning, that day I won't come to church. That's the best man will preach. He told me, we'll see this, my wisdom. I use wisdom. Since I have other meetings to do in Lagos, I just traveled. I got to Lagos and now he's taking me. I just stayed in Lagos and just waited for you to come. And I say, Papa, I'm in Lagos now. He asked me, who asked you to come? He said, we'll see this week. He said, who asked you to come this today? The one after I'm ready, I'll call you. But I'm sure it's for this week. If I love him next week. So I carry myself back. So I know how much I stand for my father when the stakes were high. And you can't come to my son and you sit down with people who discuss evil about me. Are you mad? I won't disown you, but I will take access from you. But you're actually going to be a weapon for the devil. I mean, for the enemy to get me. That's if they can get me. But they can't. My communicating. It is actually stupidity for you to say the enemy of my friend is not my enemy. You are mad. Somebody will insult your father, you can't eat with the person. You are actually the one your father should be very, very careful about. That's not love. And be careful about what you see on Instagram and on Twitter. They should never define your life. See anybody, enemy of my friend is that person who you call your friend is never your friend before. See, friendship is all about taking a position. Against all odds, I take a position. Am I communicating? It means I take a position. Thank you, Father. Our love is loud. We are bold with love. We tolerate people. We tolerate. See, in case you never know, there's nothing you can do to me that will forgive you. I will tolerate you. That's how God has made me. That is how I learned from God. But at the same time, I've grown that not all doors should be left open for people. If you abuse access, I'll close the door. But yet, I will tolerate you. I tolerate you means that you're still my church member. You're still my son. Because I don't have access to me anymore. And the more closer you are to me, the more access you have to me, the danger you stand. And you're in a very strong position. So be careful not to abuse access. I never for once abuse access I have my spiritual father. Not for one second. Not for one second. And the way I live is so simple. I keep reminding myself of how out I was the very first time I got that access. I keep reminding myself, I know how I knelt down and said, such a man is my true father. I remind myself that this is a very privilege. Listen, anything that is readily available will easily be commonized. Just because the pastor is simple and accessible does not mean you commonize it. Well, I'm not talking out of anger. I'm just teaching you. Don't commonize it. Cherish things that are available. My communication. Joke with it. Now these days, I don't know. I can't think about it that in my whole life, I can't comprehend it that my father, my own spiritual father, we post a picture that me and him snap, and I will view it and pass. They don't bomb me well. I will screenshot that picture, post it again, like 7 times. With 7 different captions. I mean, most people here come and know me. I will rejoice. And somebody who is my son of God, I'll post your picture. Not even talk about snap picture. You now view it. And I say, you're short of words. Something is wrong with you. See, that's not short of words. It's actually a manipulative word. Nobody's ever short of words. If you're short of words, can't look for dictionary. There are millions of words there. You're short of words. Idiot, but when you go to that you just get DM, you are a parrot. Yeah, you are composing poem. Baby, Jesus, Judas betrayed Jesus, but I will never betray you. What are you saying? You are composing words. So when I see behaving such, I learned I'm no more guilt tripped about it anymore. I will block you. That means you have access and you're not using it well. Are you still here? Are you still here? Thank you, Father. Are you getting blessed today? Alright. Take this. It's an instruction. Don't wait to receive love. Give love. Don't wait to receive love. Give love. Now, some people have accused us in the church that, you know, it seems as if our love is one-sided. See, don't be in that position. Those who say things like that are people who are not even giving love themselves. If you are busy giving love, you will not even be caring about whether somebody is loving you or not. Am I communicating? But the love is definitely going to be reciprocated. People will love you right back. Hallelujah. So make it a duty to what? To show love yourself. Show love to people. Some of you now, you have come to church for almost 1 month, but you don't know anybody in the church. After you say, we don't love you. Today, I will soon end service. I'm going to end it. Say, turn your chair. You turn your chair. Meet the person you're sitting with. You will know the person. You have to meet 7 persons today before you go home. But I don't understand how you be in your father's family, in your father's house. You won't know people like you and your sisters. You don't know each other. You just look at each other. I mean, some of you are like that. You and your brother, you don't talk. Good morning. The only person to talk is when you are going to ask, food is this? Or who does this? You know that. You don't have communication. So nobody's going to change that. Can change that. Why you must try to be training yourself in the right way now is because the way you train yourself now is when you train your kids. Am I communicating? If you don't have good relationship with your brothers and sisters, I have to unteach myself that. I and my sister don't really have good, we don't really talk much because I was the only boy. Yeah, things they were doing was not making sense to me. And we actually all grew up together that much. So when we all grew up, we don't really talk. But one day I said, well, this can't continue this way. I might see this to be the normal way. I want my kids to guard each other's back. I want my kids to plan a coup in my house. And nobody will know. I want to call them to the bar and say, which of you used my ATM card yesterday? Yes, they are pastor's children, but they are permitted to be human beings. Say, yes, sir. Which of you? Very, you look at your eye. Who? Are you the one? And you look at his sister, Sarah and Sarah. I want there to be love enough. If they say no, let it be no. And I'm pointing to see somebody want to talk, I will punish all of you. For the next 2 weeks, nobody comes downstairs. You stay in your room individually, you read your Bible, 10 chapters a day. You hear that? You pray for 3 hours every day. And you hear that now? With your video games, you can still play it. See, I will never punish my kids with good things of life. You will eat your food. In fact, you will eat more. Hallelujah. But you see, prayer, you will pray. You will record yourself praying in the Holy Ghost. You will be pacing around the room. Map, take it, pay, la, ba, la, ba. And so when you pray for like 20 minutes, you say, I will never do it again. You continue again. La, casa, la, ba, la, ba. You say, I will never do it again. You continue again. Go pray in tongues. Start to train kids. But there must be some synergy in love. Because once there is love between siblings, there will not be competition. They will help each other to rise. The reason why families are not making it in Nigeria is because siblings who are supposed to be helping each other are rivaling each other. They want to be the one to build the house. They want to be the one to buy the first car. Nonsense. People outside of the country, for example, the UK or the US, sibling with one of them that is actually have a mindset of technology, they will say, bro, don't worry, just be working on this. You're working. I'll be working. If I get money every month, I'll give you £200, $200. Because you need to hold yourself until you achieve this. And that's some of them, 50 years, they will have an invention. Yet they've not started their own life. All they care about is what? That invention that will change life. But here now in Nigeria, we'll be gossiping here all day. A fool at 40, a fool forever. When they call town's meeting or family meeting, they will ask him to use his tea to open the bottle of Coke. When they want to talk about money, they will not invite him because he has no say. So learn now to train your kids. Learn now to train yourself to be a family-oriented person so that you can always be train your kids in the right way. Glory to God. In this place, we forgive. This thing, we don't teach forgiveness, we practice forgiveness. And for you to say you forgive people, that means the person must have offended you. Am I communicating? So people were offending each other. I was speaking tongues, does not mean they were not human. Who offend you? Some people will offend you on top of your offense. You know, I've said it before that it is only the pastor that gets offended, and the person who offended him gets offended that is offended. Let me say it again. It's only a pastor that will be offended, then the person who offended the pastor will not get offended that the pastor is offended by the offense that he offended him. Let me seriously. But that's how the job is. I'm not even permitted to be angry at you. Because you'll be angry that I'm angry at you. But my daughter one day messaged me on WhatsApp and I said, I will get back to you on this. And she got angry. I didn't reply her after 2 days. Listen, you have my number. You can send me a DM, but wait for my reply. It's as simple as that. Glory to God. And some of you are still making that mistake. Somebody messaged me good morning. I said, good morning, sir. I said, do you know who you're talking to? He said, no. He said, it's your friend K. He said, yeah, sir. Good morning, sir. Yeah, I didn't know it was you. So because it is not me, you won't answer somebody, sir, or ma. Don't expect it. Love is not, honor and love is not something you bring out when it's needed. It should be your lifestyle. Why communicate? In fact, I get uncomfortable when I'm chatting with somebody, the person says, sir, don't address me as ma. So what should I address you as? Idiot. Good morning, idiot. How are you, idiot? Hope you're blessed in church today, idiot. If I can't address you as ma, then what should I address you as? Ma or sir is a language of honor. And the Bible says to honor all men, so I'm honoring you. So the only thing you have to do is what? Return the honor in double fold. That don't mean you should say good morning, sir. Hallelujah. Are you you still here, is making the point of building. In 2 weeks' time from now, we're starting our 2 services. Now, the first service is called what we call the empowerment service. It will be from 8 o'clock to 9 a.m. Now, listen, you will not have to miss such services because that is where your life will be molded. We call it the school of life. We teach you about some certain things people say it doesn't matter. For example, we'll teach you how to live a life of honor in asking people to sir or ma. You will learn it. You will learn how to parent your parents. That's going to be deep. Maybe I'll do that as a series in the morning. How to parent your parents. Your parents have finished giving back to you. They don't know the things you know now. You must learn how to parent them. Glory to God. And so we'll teach you how to make money too. How to save. How to be streetwise. Glory to God. How to do business. We'll teach you all those things in the morning service. You won't miss it. The 100 level does not mean that you don't know things, but this is the one reason why you should know things so that your life can be in the right proportion. Thank you, Father. I close with this. What's number one? I didn't hear you. And number two? We are loved. All right. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 8, can you stand up on your feet and give your scriptures? Rise on your feet. Let's make it fast. 13 verse 1. Are you ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1. Are you ready? What? 13 verse 1. Okay. Get your scripture, right? 1 Corinthians. 13 verse 1. We're ending with this. Are you there now? If you are there, say I'm there. I'm waiting for you. If you are not yet there. Are you there now? For some of you who come to church with just your phone, as much as we take church, as much as I know that the Bible can also be on an app, but it's actually not showing how responsible you are. Don't stroll to church. Come to church prepared. Say, yes, sir. Say, yes, sir. Now you say, yes, sir. Hallelujah. Now, verse 1. Are you ready now? The Bible says, though, I will read verse 1, you read verse 2. Then we'll continue that way. Is that fine? A little bit loud and clear. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels. Now, when you see the word charity there, put love there. Is that fine? That's what it means, okay? Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I have no love, I am a sounding glass or a tinkling cymbal. Verse 2, everybody. Prophecy. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have no love, it profited me nothing. Does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not our own, it is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Hallelujah. Hear me, I read it again so you understand. See verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understandeth all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have no charity, and have no love, I am nothing. That shows that love is a zenith of a speech charity. Did you hear that now? Love is the zenith of our spirituality. It is not how much you can speak in tongues. It's not how much you can prophesy. It's not how much you can heal the sick or raise the dead. It's how much you can show love. That is who we are here. He said, charity suffered long. In other words, I'm not changing on this love. I love me. That you did something wrong to me does not mean I will stop loving you. I will hold on it. I won't give up on you. Am I communicating? He says, I won't give. Love does not give up on anyone. Thank you, Father. seek it not our own. It is not easily provoked. It does not think of itself. It rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Say, it bears all things, it believes all things, opened all things, endured all things. He says, love never fails. And but whatever there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Romans chapter 3, verse 10, it says, be kindly affection one to another with brotherly love, in all honor preferring one another. So I'm a person of love. These are the things we represent here. We are real people here. So I'm a real person. I forgot to mention this. What do we mean? Not just the people that come to church. The worship is so intense. But because they are not real, they cannot kneel down and lift their hands up. They are looking at their friends. Am I communicating? It is a mark of unrealness that sometimes the power of God moves in church so strongly that even move you to want to share tears, but because of the makeup, you are holding back your tears. Continue. There will be people here. Anyhow, the Spirit of God moves us. That is what we face. Lift your hands to the heaven. Lift it up to the heavens right now.
My eyes are open to see.
My ears are open to hear.
My ears are open to hear.
My eyes are open to see.
My eyes are open to see.
My ears are open to hear.
My ears are open to hear.
My mind are open to hear.
My mind is open to hear.
Of your love, of your love,
of your love.
Of your love, of your love,
of your love, of your love.
I want you to make a commitment this morning. Raise your right hand, right hand up. Say, I'm a person of love.
I'm a person of love.
See, you confess it to the point it becomes you. See, it is not easy to love. You have to understand that. Say, I'm a person of love.
I'm a person of love.
Do you know you can get to the point where people talk about how love can be? They will mention your name. Am I communicating?
Yes,
say again, say, I'm a person of love.
I'm a person of love.
Say, I love as God loves us.
I love as God loves us.
Say, I love without conditions.
I love without conditions.
Say, I love without conditions.
I love without conditions.
I'm going to pray a prayer now that God will make you a symbol of love. Go ahead and pray the prayer now. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
The hallmark of love is forgiveness, and I can hear deep in my spirit that some of you are having grudges in your heart against someone. You've been about for a long time. You're bitter against somebody. You see, it is not of God that we should keep things in mind for anybody. My communicating. And one of the strongholds of the devil is that the devil will keep giving you the reason why you should not be the one to go say sorry to the person. And he's right. He has judged the matter for you and he put it in your favor. You are waiting for the person to come and say, I'm sorry. And thereby, you are a bitter. Some of you, when you see the person's status, you don't feel a sharp pain in your heart. You are so angry inside of you. And some of you have actually forgiven the person, but you cannot forget it. It still pierces your heart when you see the person. When you see the person's updates, maybe on social media, you get angry inside of you. That spirit is not the spirit of God. Say, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So go and purge ourselves. And hear me, there are some practical approach to it. When you are angry against anyone, when you keep minds against someone, you are actually holding yourself to hostage. And it is of God that we forgive. Say, I forgive.
I forgive.
Now, forgiving does not mean that you're right. It means the love I have for you that has been instilled by God in my heart for you can overcome that circumstance. Some of you are going to say sorry to someone who even offended you. Is that fine by you?
Yes, sir.
Is that fine by you?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give from now till night. You reach out to those people who have offended you and say sorry to them. That is how to show you a spiritual person. It's not by tongues, it's not by prophesying. But how much love you can show. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
These things are not being taught anywhere. Every day. You will reach out to the persons who offended you. Or the ones you offended. And you say sorry to them. You will say things like, you know, I'm not saying sorry to you because they taught us in church. No. You will say sorry to them from the bowels of you. From the innermost part of you. And you will be sorry about it. I'm offended. Tell the person that who is happy that we are not in different terms. The devil is happy that we are having some cold thoughts. The devil is happy that now some of you even have somebody who you are angry with. It's not as if you are fighting, but you're not just happy with the person. I think it was 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I think earlier this year, one guy who I know in Oye, he has done not, he didn't get it to me, but I think it's not the body of Christ in Oye. He has a way of going around to every church, he will just maybe fire his singing. You look at the best singers, and after you look and tell you that what you are doing is so powerful, you are very good in singing, come and join my music group. And once you join that group, you lose what you are doing in church. So I so much resented that his attribute. And it's not rooted in any church. It's not a committed member of any church. He just goes pick all the best ideas from a music group. So I know I'm talking about this. It's not a gossip. I'm just teaching with it. So I just had, I in fact, if I see his post or anything, I just get angry. I said, this, I hate disorder. This is the devil using you, but you don't know. Devil is using you. And it will be very bad if devil use somebody who is skillful. And because the people whom you are taking away from the church just want to sing. They are not giving to ministry. They don't want to sing. So they just leave church and they are even giving to. Check it very well. Anybody who joined those groups are not even rooted in Christ anymore. I wasn't happy with him. And I became so critical. If I see you associated with him, I associate myself with him. That was how bad it was. So one day, I caught myself to God and said, no, this guy might not even know of what he's doing. I said, and then I reached out to him. We didn't discuss much. I told him something. I said, sir, I'm sorry because I've harbored some negative heart. I mean, my heart is heavy towards you and it should not be of a believer. And the guy said, sir, please let me call you on the phone. Then he called me. He called me. I said, can I call you on video call? I said, no problem. He got my video call and I saw he was crying. He said, sir, like, when I realized that what I was doing was bad, it was really too late. I don't even know how to stop it. Because these people have gathered, don't even, they feel so comfortable in the music group thing that they're not even serious in their local churches anymore. So that means that he didn't even know in fullness of what he was doing. And he said that, he called me on the phone. He told me how much I've been blessed by ministry, even from afar. I said, that's wonderful. I'm blessed by you too. I love what you do. Anyways, but I'm just not happy with it. I didn't even mention the issues. But I apologize to him because I've been carrying him in my mind for just no reason. Some of you are like that too. You have somebody who you just resent. You just don't like the person. You cannot explain why you don't like the person. This thing, anything of hate is not of God, it's of the devil. Say, yes, sir. And you can never fulfill the agenda of the devil. Say, yes, sir. I say you can never be an instrument in the hand of the devil in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, it is not on you until you see yourself in one coven at night. That means the devil is using you. Yeah. It's not until you have two horns. Or one night they now invite you to their meeting. No. The devil can use you and manipulate you to do his bidding. I was used of the devil. Imagine if people have called this guy ever since, like 3 years ago, and called him and sat him down and telling him that these are not the right things to do. Probably he would not have wasted that much time he has wasted in the kingdom of God. Of course, I can testify his gifted. My communicating. Probably he would have seen the right things to do with his gifting. And not even pass. to some of you, I say it again. There are people, some of you, and as I'm saying it now, I'm getting more wisdoms. I'm word of wisdoms now. And word of some of you are even in loggerhead with your parents. You're not talking with your mom. That is unheard of. Your dad is not your pa. And you say, my dad is too stubborn. They let him be stubborn, but don't be stubborn. Stubbornness only happens when two people are stubborn. Am I communicating? You can be stubborn, yet I choose to love you still. Some of you may have to apologize to your parents now. Today, the next thing that we will do now is to bring the spirit of procrastination. Yeah, wait, I'll do it tomorrow. Do it next month. Before you know it, you have even become more wicked than you were before. Your heart will become more hardened. Please, don't trust yourself. Don't trust yourself. The devil is older than you. He can deceive you today. Some of you would be wise enough that today, even before you leave church today, you have made those calls. You have sent those texts. Swallow your pride. Take it all in. And because we are people of love. Say, I'm a person of love. Lift your hands as I pray for you now. Lift your hands. I pray for you. That is the lowest I've received ever had in my entire career as a pastor. I said, I pray for you.
I receive it.
That is the second lowest I ever had in my life. I say, I pray for you.
I receive it.
That is Saturday own. Let's say they receive it of Sunday. I say, I pray for you.
I receive it.
May the same mind that is in Christ be in your heart in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's a powerful prayer. I say it again. May the same mind that is in Christ be in you now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
One of the things I discovered that Christianity is not difficult. To lead people to Christ is not difficult, but why it seems to be difficult is because we most times are actually going against the gospel we profess. You can't carry people in mind and yet want to fulfill the ministry. You can't be a person full of hate, a person full of bitterness, and want to express the love of Christ. It's not possible. Salvation message is an expression of the love of Christ, and you cannot be an able minister having a bitter heart towards anyone. I'm praying for you again now.
Receive it.
May you have a heart of compassion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I was going to post something on my status yesterday, and I'm going to say things like, just because I don't come on social media to post about how people have hurt me does not mean that my life is so sweet. People hurt me on a daily basis. Am I communicating?
Yes, sir.
But because I'm a man of love and I know who to deal with. I don't deal with men, I deal with the devil. I know who the culprit is. As someone came outside to say bad things about me, I don't confront you. I confront the devil. But if you take a devil, look at a man like me and criticize me. I'm not saying I'm perfect. But man, I'm not perfect, not even wanting to be. But if you don't see God in me, then where do you see God again? So I confront the devil himself. I know who to deal with. I want you to take that. When issues arise, when people stand against you, don't face the people. Did you hear me? Face the devil. That's the right way to do it. He deal with them. Say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and what? And power. We wrestle against the devil himself. So when you notice you are keeping marriage with anybody, don't even confront the person. When issue arises between you and somebody, don't confront. It is the devil. Confront. Now once you win the devil, you will have the heart to make peace. I pray for you now.
Receive it.
May you confront the devil in all situations of your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And victory is yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said victory is yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the victory is yours in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the premise of love, anything can happen. Good happens. The freedom of expression In the premise block, everything moves. May love function in your life.
Amen.
Say it again. May love function in your life.
Amen.
I'm going deeper now. May people love you for no reason.
Amen.
I said, may people love you for no reason.
Amen.
May people overlook your faults and bless you.
Amen.
I come again. I said, people will overlook your faults to bless you.
Amen.
Your life will be a signet ring of love.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
We hope you've been blessed by God's word. To get more of our ministry materials, visit our website www.kcwilliamsministry.org. Kindly follow us on all social media platforms at I Am Christ House, and also follow our man of God on all social media platforms at KC Williams NG. Remain blessed.